years we brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indie Podcast. My name is Eugene Driscoll. Today, my guest is Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti. We have a 10-minute or so conversation about COVID-19 and what's happening in Shelton. The most recent information I have for Shelton is 10 people have passed away in that city, including 8 residents of nursing homes or assisted living facilities in the city of Shelton. According to the State of Connecticut Department of Health from a few days back, nursing homes or assisted living facilities with COVID-19 positive patients or workers is Apple Rehab Shelton Lakes, Bishop Wiki Health and Rehabilitation, Gardner Heights Healthcare Center. Up in Seymour, there's the Shady Knoll Health Center. On a side note, as I record this at 8 p.m. on April 6th, Kurt Miller, the first selectman of Seymour, posted on the Office of the First Selectman Facebook page a few hours ago that it is with great sadness that I announce the first death of a Seymour resident from COVID-19. Again, this is Kurt Miller of Seymour. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the resident's family during this very difficult time. This is incredibly sad news, but unfortunately, I don't believe this will be the last time that I will be doing this. Please continue to take all necessary precautions and follow established guidelines. We will get through this together, but we must continue to be diligent and work to keep ourselves and each other safe. May God bless each and every one of you. Now, I don't have additional information on the person that passed away in Seymour. If I get it, I'll share it with you. I don't know if I'll be able to get any additional information about the person who passed away in Seymour. So again, my guest in this episode is Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti, and we do talk about, in general, what's happening in Shelton. But to be perfectly honest, the mayor threw me for a loop a little bit. He came at this from a different perspective than anybody I've interviewed thus far in the lower Naugatuck Valley. Also, I don't know Mayor Loretti that well. I've never really covered Shelton, and I don't provide any regular coverage. So, but I do appreciate the fact that he called and talked to me and allowed me to tape record and broadcast it as a podcast. But the mayor's belief is that there's really no need for him to tell you the same thing that you're being told every day in terms of social distancing, washing your hands, whether you should be staying away from parks and basketball courts and the Riverwalk. His belief is that people have been told enough and they're going to do what they're going to do. Also, in terms of the nursing homes, he pointed out that's really the State Department of Health and a state jurisdiction, not necessarily the mayor of Shelton. So he's not in there or checking up on what's happening in the nursing homes, he said. But you can fast forward to that in a second. Okay, but just back to the nursing home situation in Shelton. I haven't seen any new data from the Naugatuck Valley Health District yet, so I'm going with data that's a few days old. And again, it was 10 deaths in Shelton. Now we have the one in Seymour. And back to Shelton, 8 of the people have passed away, residents of nursing home or assisted living facilities. So I reached out to the owners or operators for emails, contact emails to the people who operate these facilities. And one person, actually 2 people got back to me. Shady Knoll Health Center got back to me, and they asked for a little more time to answer my questions. So when they answer, I'll add it, but to a story or something. But Beth Bemis, she is the vice president of marketing and sales at United Methodist Homes, and they operate Bishop Wiki Health and Rehabilitation in Shelton, Wesley Village. They have a campus of facilities in Shelton. And she says to me, I asked a general question at first, and then I followed up with a more specific, I was trying to get an idea of behind the numbers. What's going on in the nursing home? What are they doing to prevent this from spreading? Is it spreading? to get a little more insight. And it's tough to get that information because of HIPAA, and HIPAA only applies to people in the medical profession. So it can be a barrier for a reporter to get access. And Beth said that we've been advised due to HIPAA concerns not to disclose information regarding resident health or suspected virus cases. Rest assured that the health, safety, and well-being of all our residents and staff is our highest priority, and we are working with the best providers in the state to be proactive and provide care to those in need. I will be happy to share all the good news and ways we are helping our residents and team through the complexities of social distancing, as what we really need in this world now is good news. That was, again, Beth Bemis, the Vice President of Marketing and Sales of United Methodist Homes. In addition, Beth said that the team at Wesley Village has been pulling together to help our residents deal with the many challenges presented by COVID-19, finding new ways to maintain connections with each other and their families. All are practicing social distancing and receiving meals in their apartments or rooms. We've had many special treats delivered door-to-door, including a traveling omelet station, ice cream sundaes, and hot chocolate. We have set up resident email accounts for families to write to each other and share photos and videos. We have had balcony, porch, and window visits. We launched a Wesley Village TV station last week with programming designed with input from our residents. We are working with students from Fairfield University and Quinnipiac University to connect them with residents via phone and FaceTime. The COVID crisis is creating a unique opportunity to connect the generations. Our nursing teams are working closely with Connecticut Department of Health and our preferred provider hospitals, Yale Health System, Griffin, Harford Healthcare, to coordinate our response to COVID. In conjunction with the Department of Health, any suspected or confirmed cases of COVID have been case managed by our infection control team, medical director, and hospital partners. All have been very responsive in caring for those in need. Again, Beth Bemis, Vice President of Marketing and Sales, United Methodist Homes. Information that I was trying to get was the governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont, has been talking about moving nursing home patients who've tested positive for COVID-19 into one facility or sort of gathering people together. I don't know if that's happening in Shelton. Doesn't sound like it is, but I just wanted to read that. Okay, so now, without further ado, here is Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti. So really the reason I was calling you was just to ask you, first of all, if there's any message you want to get out there to the people of Shelton regarding you know, what's happening in the world today with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, look, I think it's the same message we've all heard for the last 3 weeks. You keep your distance, avoid crowds. Stay home. You know, I'm not one that feels it's important to be repetitious. You know, if I've got something meaningful or something new to add, then I will. And I think for the most part, Americans are doing that.
How about in terms of, you know, the social distancing that you just mentioned? You know, I was driving on Route 110 in Shelton to go on my way to a farm to get some food. And I noticed, outside downtown are a bunch of like teenagers playing basketball. Is there anything? Have you seen some of that, or is that a one-off? How do you think people in Shelton are doing with social distancing?
Well, look, you're always going to have people that aren't going to comply. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we have police, and that's why we have military to police the world. You know, there's nothing perfect about any of this stuff. Mm. You know, sometimes most people heed good advice. Some people don't.
Have you had to, like, personally get out of your car when you're driving around? Because I know you're always, you're everywhere. Have you stopped and dispersed anybody, like younger people or anything like that?
No, I have not. I haven't seen a lot of it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, I know that our trail system is pretty active, but, you know, people are walking with families. They're walking with their dogs. They're walking with their partner, you know, so it's, you know, it's kind of like a mixed bag. I see a lot of people walking on sidewalks, on roads.
So then, I mean, at a Shelton, we keep getting these daily reports from the state and the Naugatuck Valley Health District. And I haven't checked in a day or two, but last I checked, Shelton had just crossed the threshold in terms of more than 100 people have tested positive. And then 10 deaths, eight of which were in nursing homes. In terms of the, and I'll let the first responders go by. In terms of the nursing homes themselves, like I have no idea as an outsider what's going on within the nursing homes in Shelton. Do you get any sense of how they are doing in terms of containing infections? I know the state has just talked about moving people who are COVID positive out of nursing homes to other places. You have any sense of what's going on in that regard?
Well, look, at the issue in Shelton is certainly the assisted living facilities and the nursing homes, the convalescent homes. I mean, that's where all of the activity is, the vast majority of it.
Okay.
And so you know, we knew this going in. I think that part of the problem is that a lot of these nursing homes have patients that are very elderly, and some of their health is compromised. You know, once the infection is inside the building, I don't think that they have the medical resources to be able to deal with it.
And
I think that's the problem, but that's my sense of it.
Have you talked to any of the nursing home operators or anything like that? What is the mayor's role when a pandemic hits your city and it's inside, you know, institutions where people are the most medically vulnerable?
Well, it's not a role for the mayor. Although some political people feel the need to have an opinion on everything, I think it's more important to let the people who are in charge do their job and give them an opportunity to solve things without interference.
And how would you assess how the... Go ahead.
The nursing homes are under the jurisdiction of the state, mm-hmm. the health department in the state. I mean, there's really no role. I'm not a medical person. I don't have medical people on staff.
Has anybody reached out, or have you just checked in to see how they're? I mean, nobody has a nursing home owner come to you, an administrator come to you, and said, "Hey, mayor, look, we're having trouble with this," even though you're not the person in line in terms of jurisdiction. But what are you hearing? And I only ask you because I haven't heard. You know, that there's not a lot of talk going out to the press in terms of the nursing homes.
Right. Why? Well, no one has contacted me other than the director for the Naugatuck Valley Health Department. Who has given me updates as to what the state is doing or not doing. But I know state officials are on site, and they have contact and dialogue with the nursing facilities all over the state, Shelton included. And, you know, you got to let them do their thing. It's a tough issue for them. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so you haven't gotten any sense that the state's failing in their obligations or anything like that. I mean, the nursing homes seem to be dealing with it to the best of their ability, while maybe not going out every day and shouting about what they're doing specifically. You're not worried about that.
Well, you know, of course you got to be worried about it, especially when you don't know exactly what they're doing or not doing. But, you know, who am I to second guess them?
Right.
You know, I'm not medically trained. I don't know the health conditions of a lot of their patients. I know that some of them are in poor health to begin with. And when something like this hits, it becomes a contributing factor.
Right. How about in terms
of not the sole cause of death?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think that people are learning that in the last week or so, where you can have COVID-19, it attacks your lungs, you're not oxygenating well, and then you have a heart attack, and technically you've died of a heart attack, but it's COVID-19 is of course an underlying cause, and you might not have died had it not been for that. But what about in terms, Mayor, of every day we've heard the governor say, well, the transmission here has been New Rochelle, Westchester, you know, I mean, obviously New York City, then into Fairfield County. Is that what you felt here? But then again, I might be wrong because you said that a lot of it is concentrated in the nursing homes. But is this sort of the natural progression we felt from Westchester County, or is it something else?
No, look, we're a very transient society. And I think that before that, you know, our country had a handle on this thing, there were people that were already infected and already in different areas. Mm. And unfortunately, it's a little bit too late then. But, you know, it's a function of how we live our lives and the things that we do. You know, we're a very open society. This is where we become very vulnerable.
Mm. And then switching gears to, I mean, I've asked you all these things that are medical-based and under the jurisdiction of the state, technically, but, you know, I've got you on the phone. But then switching back to the things that you do have direct influence over, how has it been like in the last week or so or 2 weeks to govern the city of Shelton at a time like this, just in terms of logistics and, you know, getting a budget prepared and all that? What's happening there? And then I'll let you go.
Well, the budget part is easy. The budget, after all these years, I do in my sleep. And quite honestly, we were ready to go before the virus took hold and everything got shut down. And then the governor pushed everything out 30 days. So, you know, and that's fine. I mean, that's not an issue for me. It's just hard to conduct other services because, you know, you have some employees that will tell you it's not safe. And they don't want to come to work. And, you know, and then others, then you have other people who come and do what they need to do. You know, the foot traffic is way down, so we reduce the hours of operation. You know, so we've made some adjustments.
And then in terms of the Shelton Herald had a story, a police officer contracted COVID-19. How is that police officer doing? Is he or she back on the job?
I believe that the police officer was released to come back to duty on the 8th of April.
And have you heard of anybody else within the department? Because obviously you get it in one place. Others might have it. Have you heard anything else from the police department there? I know that's an issue in like New York City, but how is Shelton doing in that respect?
Well, we suspected that there might be a few other officers who were infected, but we haven't had that confirmation yet.
Okay. And then in terms of emergency responders, I know there's been an outpouring of support, whether it be people dropping off pizza or bringing masks and whatnot to Shelton and other places to help out the emergency responders. What's it look like on in Shelton on the front lines there?
Well, I think the first responders are doing what they always do. It's just that these are more intense times or delicate times because of the nature of the virus and how contagious it is. And so they too have to step up and take precautions about how they do things. You know, and that's a hard thing to police. You know, they're in so many compromising situations. You know, and they, again, personal responsibility would require them to do certain things. And I think for the most part, they are doing those things.
Right. All right, Mayor Loretti. Those are all my questions. I just wanted to check in and see if there's anything you wanted, you know, to say to the public.
Yeah, last point I'd like to make. I think a lot of people are under the interpretation that the government is going to be all end all for them, and that's a fallacy. You know, that's not true. A lot of people's fates are really determined by you know how they handle things, and then there's a percentage of the population that you know that's where government needs to focus on and protect their interests. So, you know, if people are going to sit around and think that government's going to solve everything, I would beg to differ with that. You know, I've never felt that way. You know, and quite honestly, that, you know, some people say, well, we haven't heard from them that much, and, you know, we hear from all the other mayors. Well, you know, I don't think it's good to be repetitious. I think after some point in time, people start to tone you out. And I don't want to be in that situation. When I have something to say publicly, I want it to be meaningful. So, you know, I mean, that's, you know, one of the reasons somebody left me a message asking if I was going to close the Riverwalk down because Ansonia did. You know, and I've never operated that way.
Yeah, we've had one or two people or maybe three or four people. I mean, I don't cover Shelton on a regular basis. So if people listen to this interview and are mad that I'm not grilling you or something, I'm dropping in here. But we did have one or two people, maybe three or four people say, well, where is Mayor Loretti in this? But I haven't called you. I did call you right now and you called right back and that was that. But what are people expecting from you, though, during the pandemic? I mean, do you think there's a sense of people just, I mean, there is panic to some extent out there and people are anxious, people are fearful. Maybe they just want to hear reassuring words from the mayor. Can you fault them for that? Or
No, but I'm not sure what they're looking for. If you know, if you don't agree with people today, you know, they demonize you. You know, it's ridiculous. Mm. You know, I mean, I just don't agree with closing the Riverwalk right now. there are neighboring communities that where there are three golf courses and the first selectman closed all the golf courses. I haven't closed our golf courses in Shelton. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at if coronavirus is threatening on a golf course, I think we're all doomed.
And you're saying,
I mean, think about that.
And you're saying,
if you're on a golf course, you're out in the air and you're, you know, for the most part by yourself and not surrounded by people. You know, if that's what's going to get us, boy, we got bigger problems than I know.
So you're saying if you're going to go out and play golf, use the common sense. You can listen and stay 6 feet away from people like the CDC and the state health department and everybody from the governor on down is recommending.
I think the public has been browbeaten with that 6 foot distance and social distancing. You know, I mean, we've pounded it into everybody for three straight weeks.
Well, like people should know by either they're going to listen, you're saying, or they're not.
Right. Or they're going to do their own thing.
Yeah. How has this affected, how are you conducting yourself? Are you maintaining social distance? Are you still going to City Hall? What are you doing? How has it affected your life personally?
Look, I've got things that I've got to get done every day, and I'm out in the field, and I'm at City Hall, and I have meetings. You know, I'm doing the thing. I don't have as many meetings as I did because, you know, people are canceling for one reason or another. But, you know, I have a fair amount of things that I do during the course of the day.
And you're not doing these meetings in public, though, right? Are you doing the Zoom stuff? Are you switching to any of that or no?
No, I do them in my office.
Do they come in?
Some people do, yes. So most people do.
But you maintain the 6 foot distance.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, now I'm gonna let you go. I want to thank you so much for giving me a call. And now it's on to Mayor Cassetti of Ansonia. And the first thing I have to ask him about is his river walk. So anyways.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, Mayor. I do appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Take care.